Important safety information for patients treated with Ramira Oranibizumab in wet neovascular age-related macular degeneration, NAMD. This audio was created to help you better understand Ramira when used for the treatment of the following condition: neovascular, wet, age-related macular degeneration, AMD. Reporting of side effects. If you experience any side effects, talk to your doctor, pharmacist or nurse. This includes any possible side effects not listed in the package leaflet. This medicine is subject to additional monitoring. This will allow quick identification of new safety information. Please report suspected adverse drug reactions, ADRS, to the MHRA through the yellow card scheme. You can report via the yellow card website www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard. The free Yellow Card app available from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Alternatively, you can report a suspected side effect to the Yellow Card scheme by calling 0800 731 6789 for free, Monday to Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. You can leave a message outside of these hours. When reporting, please provide as much information as possible. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Side effects should also be reported to Orion Pharma UK by emailing uk.drugsafety@orionpharma.com or by calling 01635520300. Summary of important safety information. Contact your doctor as soon as possible if you experience any of the following symptoms after treatment with Ramira: pain, light sensitivity or tearing, swollen lids or other swelling, light flashes, seeing flies, black spots or colored halos, drying of the surface of your eye, increasing redness, blurred, distorted or sudden loss of vision. What is Ramira? In diseases such as AMD, abnormal blood vessels grow in the eye, which can leak and cause vision loss. Ramira specifically recognizes and blocks the action of new blood vessel growth in the eye, and so in turn can help to stop leakage and vision loss. Why have I been prescribed Ramira? Wet AMD. Wet AMD is a condition that affects the macula, a part of the retina at the back of the eye. The macula is the area that lets you see sharply in the center of your vision. With age, and with the buildup of waste products, changes can occur in the retina. This can result in new, weak blood vessels growing and leaking under the macula, damaging your central vision. How is Ramira treatment given? Ramira is given by your ophthalmologist or eye doctor as an injection into the eye. It is normal to worry about such injections, but usually the injection is virtually painless. What will happen at my appointment? On the day of your treatment, care will be taken to make sure you are relaxed and comfortable. Before receiving Ramira, it is important to tell your doctor if you have had a stroke or experienced transient signs of stroke or weakness or paralysis of limbs or face, difficulty speaking or understanding, you are taking or have recently taken any other medicines, including medicines obtained without prescription. You have an eye infection. You have any pain or redness in your eye. You think you may be allergic to Ramira or to betadine, also known as iodine. Keeping your doctor informed will help them to decide whether Ramira is the most appropriate treatment for you. A doctor or nurse will cover your face and the area around the eye with a special drape. Clean your eye and the skin around it. Hold your eye open so you do not blink. Numb your eye with an anesthetic to prevent pain. The doctor will then give the injection into the white part of your eye. You may feel a little pressure with the injection. After treatment, what will happen after I receive my Ramira injection? Your doctor will perform eye tests, such as measuring the pressure in your eye, to make sure the treatment went well. The white area of the eye, where the injection is given, will likely be red. This redness is normal and it will go away in a few days. You may see a few spots or floaters in your vision. These spots are normal and should go away in a few days. Contact your doctor if either of these symptoms do not go away or get worse. Your pupils will be dilated for the injection, and this can make it difficult for you to see for a few hours after the treatment. You should not drive until your vision has returned to normal. It is important to monitor any changes in the condition of your eye and your overall well-being in the week following your injection. Rarely, injections in the eye can cause infection. Contact your doctor as soon as possible if you have any of the following signs and symptoms in your eye. Pain, light sensitivity or tearing, swollen lids or other swelling, increasing redness, blurred, distorted or sudden loss of vision, light flashes, seeing flies, black spots or colored halos, drying of the surface of your eye. If you notice any side effects, talk to your doctor, pharmacist or nurse. This includes any possible side effects not listed in the package leaflet. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Please report suspected adverse drug reactions, ADRS, to the MHRA through the Yellow Card Scheme. You can report via the Yellow Card website, www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard. The free Yellow Card app available from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Alternatively, you can report a suspected side effect to the Yellow Card Scheme by calling 0800 731 6789 for free, Monday to Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. You can leave a message outside of these hours. When reporting, please provide as much information as possible. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Side effects should also be reported to Orion Pharma UK by emailing uk.drugsafety@orionpharma.com or by calling 01635520300. How long will I need to continue Remira treatment? Every patient is different. It is likely that you will need additional Remira injections, but this will depend on how you respond to treatment and how your vision changes. If you are considering stopping treatment with Remira, ask your doctor for advice first. For any further questions on the use of this product, please ask your doctor. Follow all your doctor's advice carefully. They may differ from the general information in this audio. Your doctor will decide how often they wish to see you to monitor your condition and determine if you need additional injections. Always go to every appointment that your doctor arranges for you. If you miss an appointment for Remira treatment, contact your doctor as soon as possible. Keep this audio, you may need to listen to it again. If you have any further questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you experience any signs or symptoms that you consider to be associated with the use of Remira, but are not listed in this audio, please tell your doctor. This audio is provided for your education and complements the patient information leaflet.